Emma is a high school student in a small town in Indiana. Just like her classmates, she's really excited to go to prom. She even has a date. But her school's PTA decides to cancel the dance. Why? Because Emma's date is a girl.
Note to self, don't be gay in Indiana. Big heads up, that's a really stupid plan.
So this is the premise for the breakout Broadway musical, The Prom, which just got 7 Tony nominations, including for Best Musical. In the show, some out-of-towners rush to Emma's defense, allies she never asked for. They're 4 washed-up Broadway actors led by the self-described narcissist Dee Dee Allen, who shows up in Indiana hoping to make a name for herself as an activist.
Listen, you bigoted monsters, just who do you think you are?
After we saw the show on Broadway recently, we sat down with Beth Level, who plays Dee Dee.
The tone and the message of the show is so special and so important right now. Listening, acceptance, love, being open to understanding someone you don't know.
The tone is also that everyone is flawed. In this case, people who are intolerant, and also people who rush to lecture a community that is not their own. The show's creators, Chad Beglin and Bob Martin, started writing this musical about 8 years ago. That's before same-sex marriage was legalized in the U.S. They said they worried that the show would be irrelevant by now. Instead, they think the message is just right.
Well, I mean, I think it's sending a message that is simply listen to the other party, understand where their hate and fear is coming from on both sides of the equation. I mean, that's, I think, the most important thing that can happen in this country today, in such a divided country.
So walk me through. You had these 4 self-described narcissists from Broadway and New York City arrive in a town, and they had certain assumptions, and it felt like you guys created a nuance in that community that started to emerge.
So I'm from a small town in southern Illinois, Centralia, Illinois, and basically we based the town on my hometown because everything that the principal says is true about my hometown. The factories have closed up. The prison is the only place you can get a job. It's hard to get a job there. And everybody's scared and everybody's, you know, it's tense and nobody knows, you know, what the future's going to bring. And so once we sort of adjusted that, it really felt like 2 different worlds colliding, so that you have these Broadway people who come in and expect a certain thing.
You also had the mom who was in charge of the PTA, and it felt like you really wanted to make her sympathetic in some ways, despite her what could be perceived as hate. I mean, how do you go about doing that?
It was very tempting to play her as an obvious villain. And we did not want that. We wanted her to be, a recognizable person, again, who's controlled by her own fears.
It's really, she's motivated by wanting the best for her child. She doesn't understand that, you know, this isn't a choice.
I think there was a moment that really grabbed me. It was when the principal, Mr. Hawkins, described why he loves Broadway so much, and it's an escape for him.
My days have little glamour, writing memos, making calls, and wincing at the grammar written on the bathroom walls. It's all school supplies and budget size and wading through red tape. That's why I love the theater. It's how I escape.
So theater is a distraction? Is that what you're saying?
No, a distraction is momentary. An escape helps you heal.
And I just remember looking around the audience last night and wondering if that's what this show is. It's I don't know, like you're confronting really difficult questions but making us laugh. And somehow it felt like escape was the right word.
For me, it was really easy to write the lyrics to that song because when I was a kid, I was, I was called the F word all the time. I was bullied a lot. And what I would do to heal was I would go into my room and I would put on a musical theater album and I would lip sync and pretend I was Patti LuPone in Evita, or, you know, I was Audrey in Little Shop, or both if it was a two-show day.
We look to you in good times and bad. The worlds you create make the real ones seem less sad. The curtain
but, and that was healing for me because I could forget all of that. I could forget, like, the torture of walking down the hallway and being called names because I would go in and I would evaporate into this other world.
Again, we need a place to run to when everything goes wrong, where the answer to each problem is to burst into a song, and standard rules of logic just simply don't apply when people dance in unison and no one wonders why.
If you guys continue catching buzz and get more attention, are you worried about anything?
I don't know. I mean, one of the landmark moments in the development of this show was when we performed at the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, which was the first time there was a same-sex kiss between two girls. Was there ever a same-sex kiss of any kind before?
No, not in the parade.
Not in the parade. Well, yeah, I know they've existed before, but not in the parade.
Never in the world.
So on social media, there was quite a reaction to that moment. And there was a very small negative reaction, much, much smaller than we expected. And there was this wonderful, you know, positive reaction. You know, it was a really beautiful reaction. The thing that we're most excited about is the idea of a couple of years from now, this show starting to be performed in high schools. And again, this, you know, normalizing this situation so that it isn't an issue anymore at that level. That's I think the most beautiful gift that, you know, commercial theater can give us.
I just wanna dance with you. Let the whole world melt away and dance with you. Who cares what other.
That was Chad Beglin and Bob Martin. They are creators of the Broadway musical The Prom, which just picked up 7 Tony.